Lamar Jackson is the second quarterback off the board, pick 51.5, and he's coming off the lowest scoring season of his prime. 13 games, a QB 16 finish, the quietest his legs have been in years. The market is paying for a bounce back. Two MVPs and a decade of data say that's the right bet, and there's exactly one number in his profile that should make you pause before you pay it. The Muff 2026 preview. Let's be honest about the year because it wasn't his standard. Lamar played 13 games and finished QB 16 per game, QB 20 in total. 16.5 points a night, 21 touchdown passes against 7 picks for 25-49 through the air. He was banged up all season, a hamstring that cost him 3 games, with knee, ankle, and toe issues stacked on top. And here's the tell that the injuries mattered. When he was on the field, his efficiency was still excellent. His adjusted net yards per attempt ranked 7th in the league. The arm was fine. What disappeared were the legs. Because this is who Lamar Jackson normally is, the 2-time MVP has finished as a top 2 fantasy quarterback in essentially every healthy season he's played. In his first MVP year, he averaged 27.5 a game with 36 touchdown passes and 1,200 rushing yards. 2 years ago, he posted his biggest passing season yet, 25.5 a game, 41 touchdowns against 4 interceptions. His points per game line by season reads like a star is 27, 20, 21, 25. And then this year, 16-5, the clear outlier sitting right on top of the injuries that caused it. Now the part that decides the call. We studied which top 6 quarterback seasons actually repeat, and the answer is structural. The ones built on rushing, a quarter or more of their fantasy points coming from the ground, repeat as top 6 at 61%. Pocket passers repeat at 24. Running is the stickiest source of quarterback points there is, and Lamar's career is the best example of it. In his healthy years, something like 35 to 40% of his points come from his legs. That's why his floor, when he's right, is the safest at the position. But here's the number that should give you pause. This year, his rushing share fell to 22% and his rushing yards collapsed to 349. By far the lowest full season of his career, less than half his norm. The honest question the data can't settle for you, was that the injury suppressing the running? Almost certainly most of it. Or is a 29-year-old in year 8 losing a step on the trait his whole value is built on? His accuracy dipped too. His completion percentage over expected ranked 29th. One hurt year isn't enough to call it age, but it's the thing you're actually betting on. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, is built for the bounce. He's healthy this offseason, he's added boxing to his training specifically to improve durability, and a fully healthy Lamar is by every read a return to form candidate with triple-digit carries back on the table. The one variable is a new voice. Baltimore has a new coordinator and play caller in Declan Doyle, and Lamar's already in the building installing the offense. A new system always carries a little noise. This one's being built around the most dangerous dual threat of his generation. The price? Pick 51.5, the second quarterback off the board. Verdict? No call. And that's the read, not a dodge. The market is paying a top 2 price for a 2-time MVP coming off an injury year, betting the floor returns, and the data agrees that floor sits on the league's stickiest trait. And the down year has an injury-shaped explanation. The price is right, not a steal, not a trap. The honest caveat is twofold. In a 1 quarterback league, you can get 80% of a quarterback's points several rounds later, so paying up at all is a choice, and the rushing decline has to be the injury, not the odometer. Pay it for the floor with your eyes open. September watch, the rushing volume, first and last, if he's back near triple-digit carry, 5 rushing touchdown pace, the floor is intact and nothing else matters. Then his health, the thing that's quietly become the question. And the tempo of the new Doyle offense, the swing factor on his ceiling. If Lamar's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season. Your next preview's queued.